joining us on the line, representing the 9th Legislative District, State Senator Mark Schessler. Good afternoon to you, Senator. How are you?
Well, we're in the final hours of the session, which is good news.
Yes, sir, it is. And some other good news that we can share with our listeners, and something that Senate Republicans and House members work very hard on, is not only preserving Initiative 976, but also the reduction of the $30 car tabs. According to the Washington State Attorney General's office, the injunction has been lifted and can take effect on March 27th. That is good news.
Well, it is. We'll cross our fingers. We have some hope here.
Absolutely. Now, some other things that we may have some hope with as well on this sunny die of this legislative session. What are some of the things that have been avoided, Senator Schessler?
Well, I think we've avoided virtually all of the taxes due to our incredibly strong economy. I think the most onerous attempts to turn back the Second Amendment here have pretty well died. I look at those as victories, and we have no gas tax without roads through a low-carbon fuel standards or clean air rule.
That's fantastic. So that last-minute attempt to get a low-carbon fuel standard passed by expanding the ability of the Department of Ecology has failed?
Right. The low-carbon fuel standards, the gas tax without roads, is dead, and letting ecology write rules rather than the legislature making laws for clean air have both met their demise, and I think that's good for the public because we're a lot more accountable than DOE.
Oh, without question. Without question. So those are all good things. Now, the one that we need to ask you about, sir, we know there was a large gathering out at the state capitol from a number of concerned parents and concerned lawmakers regarding the sex education bill that occurred yesterday. Where do you think we stand on that? Do you think the governor is listening, particularly since we know that there are some school boards that have sent letters to the governor urging him to veto this?
Well, I guess I'm skeptical that the governor will veto it, but I think we have to try. I think if we don't try, we're failing our kids, our grandkids. And if that doesn't work, I think we have to look at taking action to make sure the people have their say in this.
Oh, I've heard that there, and I know that the Washington State Republican Party is looking to gather support for a referendum regarding this. And while we normally look at those as a positive step, I need to ask you, sir, we know that there was an end around done on referendum 88, and that was kind of disheartening.
Well, that can't happen at this late date. I suspect action could happen soon, but it's not going to be an end around like an initiative the legislature was. And I think I've seen unprecedented grassroots, and it's concerned parents, it's concerned school directors, school administrators saying no. I can tell you I had prominent school superintendents in three districts in three counties say, we don't want this. We think we can do it fine, thank you. Their elected school boards back these men.
We're talking with 9th Legislative District State Senator and the Senate Minority Leader, Mark Schessler, here on The Bottom Line.
Now, Senator Schessler, earlier today, the supplemental capital budget passed unanimously. There were a handful of tweaks that the House made, but again, everything was good to go. And there are a number of projects, not only throughout the state, but in our area specifically, that people are probably going to be pretty pleased about, things that have been talked about for a long time and now are finally getting funded.
Well, sure. You know, the 60% requirement for bonds and some people that work well together, it's a pretty bipartisan effort, and we live within a constitutional debt limit. And I think that protects us from becoming the other Washington.
So you mentioned that it was a bipartisan effort, which has been a rarity in this session and the previous few sessions. And really, both sides, when I was monitoring the floor session earlier, both sides took the time to acknowledge how kind of good it was that both sides could come together. Is this going to be a flash in the pan, or is this something that, you know, maybe both sides are, you know, going to be able to pull off more?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes difficult situations like 976 forced both sides of the aisle to work on a transportation budget that assumes passage of 976 and being implemented. The debt formula and bonding on capital budget kept them pretty much together in some spirit of compromise. The operating budget is another thing. Clearly, it spends too much and gives virtually nothing back to the people. That's a flaw. Whether you wanted tax cuts, whether you wanted lower spending to cover us through a potential downturn that we're seeing evolving, those are just wrong. And I think that's where we see our differences between the two parties.
We're talking with Republican State Senator Mark Schessler of Ritzville here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
So, Senator Schessler, we know that a number of things, did not make it. We know there probably will be a fight ahead for the 2021 legislative session. With the revenue forecasts doing so well at this point in time, and especially over the last couple of years, we know that the attempt for a capital gains did not make it through this session. Do we see a renewed push for that, and could we see something, especially as we're talking about the coronavirus situation impacting the state of Washington as heavily as it has, is there any rumblings about a potential special session to deal with anything COVID-19 related?
Well, first of all, I think that we're going to see some decline in projected revenue growth, just what we see happening in King County. Pretty much tells you, hey, there's not going to be an NCAA basketball game in Spokane. So we're going to see less revenue coming in than projected, I'm pretty certain. So it's a good thing that we've put the brakes on. Hopefully we put them on enough. But there'll be a lot of push from big government proponents for new and higher taxes in January. I guarantee it. As far as coronavirus, I think we're going to come to a compromise between the four corners. At this point, we've had an agreement that the Senate Republicans wouldn't proceed unless Senate Democrats did and vice versa. I think we're going to see a strong package. I'm not happy using the reserves for it, but it truly is an emergency. And I met with the director of health today, met with the executive director of the State Hospital Association, and we have some real challenges. And we're going to have to trust a little bit that they use a lot of money wisely to stop this before it spreads farther and hurts our economy more.
We're talking with State Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line. So regarding that conversation, sir, does the State Department of Health have the ability to manufacture their own tests, or do they have to have them sent in by the federal government still at this point?
Well, they're going to have to contract for them. There's no Department of Health manufacturing facility.
Okay.
They're going to get the money out to the needed hospitals, testing, tracking. We have a network of 39 county health districts. That's a good place to go. I have to say, while I'd like to manage it closer, we've got to be a little bit trusting in this instance that they spend the money well, because I think the economic outcome is really bad for the state if we don't arrest this. And of course, tragedy to lose any of our neighbors to this disease.
One of the things we also know, Senator Schessler, and while the issue certainly is there around the state, the issue is certainly more prevalent in King County, Seattle, and the much larger areas of the state, and that is the homeless issue. Has there been any discussion about the homeless population, coronavirus, and if there's any either action by the Department of Health or anyone else in regards to trying to either get a handle on that population or try and do some testing there?
Yes to all the above is what my conversation with the director was this morning. It could spread through that population that is generally in poorer health than the general public. And where do we put them that it doesn't spread through homeless communities, but also the streets of our larger cities in the state? So the need to manage this as best we can until there's a vaccine or treatments requires a little bit of old school, and it doesn't come for free.
No, it certainly does not, and I'm sure the legislature will be watching the responses from King County Executive Dow Constantine, as well as Seattle City Council, and so on and so forth, and how they're going to allot funds or what steps they're going to take in order to address that issue amongst one of the larger growing populations in their areas.
Well, clearly, just think of the impact of no Mariners baseball in the state, no basketball playoffs, no soccer. Those are economic drivers. Just yesterday, we read 12 Seattle restaurants that one gentleman owned, all upscale, are shuttering their doors for the time being. That's significant.
And don't forget, the WHL has postponed its season, and there's four teams in Washington State that play in the Western Division.
Yeah. We're going to see a lot of impact on the hospitality industry. Probably the first disproportionate hits will be hospitality, because bars, restaurants, hotels, convention centers, coffee shops are all going to have a huge slowdown. Then we'll see a multiplier effect. So they'll be the front line of the abuse of this. So we got to take that into consideration. At the same time, work on a public health problem.
State Senator Mark Chesler from the 9th Legislative District, we appreciate your time, sir. Thank you for joining us. We know you've got a little bit more business to do on the floor. So thank you for taking some time away, and happy sunny day to you, sir.
Thank you all.
All right. State Senator Mark Chesler joining us here on The Bottom Line.